Welcome, everyone. It is 5:31 on January the 10th, 2024, and I'm pleased to call the meeting of Tacoma Creates Advisory Board. Before we dive in, I'd like to gratefully acknowledge that we rest on the traditional lands of the Puyallup people, where they made their home and speak the Lushootseed language. Next, I'm going to do a quick roll call. Please stay present to make sure your attendance is properly recorded. Sophia Akhtarov.
Present.
Putter Burt, I believe, has an excused absence. Allison Campbell,
Present.
Megan Clark, Sheree Cooks, I believe also has an excused absence. Amanda Figueroa,
I am here.
hello. Daniel Arias Gomez,
Present.
Roxanne Herrera.
She'll be late.
Okay. Vice Chair Katie Matron,
Present.
Chair Brian Robinson, present. Ava Sims, Wendell Woods,
Present.
thank you. All right. At this time, I'd like to note that the following, actually, I already noted that, so we can skip that part. Okay, I think we're moving on to the consent agenda, and that will be going to our vice chair.
Are we doing warm-ups and check-ins first or no?
Oh, did I skip that part?
We just arrived at that part, so you didn't skip
Oh, okay, cool. Cool, let's warm up then. Hold on, I gotta switch back to my Zoom screen. I got a lot of stuff open at once. So sorry, I am paying attention though. All right. So, I noticed that it was Emmy season the other day, and that brought me to my question today. If you could guest star on any show, either past or present, what would it be? And who would your character be if you want to add a little spice to it? I guess since I have this question, I'll start first.
Brian,
Oh yeah.
before you start that part, can you also invite everybody to do a longer introduction since we have a couple of brand new TCAB members with us for the first official meeting?
Please. Yes. Wendell Woods, this is your first meeting, correct? All right, cool. And let me see here.
Dan.
Dan, yes, Dan's meeting as well. So Dan and Wendell, if you'd like to add more, like give us some background, your history with Tacoma, what you hope to do in your role as a board member, we love to hear it. And we welcome you as well. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
And current members can share a little bit more too, so that our new members can learn more about who's here.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. I'll start first. I'm Brian Robinson. I'm a filmmaker. I've done some short films, some commercial work around the city, also in other local areas like Vancouver and Portland. I am the chair of Tacoma Creates. This is my first meeting, so you'll tell when we work out some of the kinks. But yeah, that's me. And I've been on the board for, this will be my third year. My warm-up answer is I would be on Mad Men, and I would love to be like their first black copywriter. Sets the world on fire. I will pick Dan to go next, please.
Who was that?
Who?
Did you say Dan?
Oh,
no, Dan.
Dan.
Yeah.
Hi. My name is Dan, of course. Don't have a long history with Tacoma. I moved here a year ago from Washington, D.C. I'm a graphic designer and interactive designer as well. Hope to support a lot of the projects here in Tacoma, and I was very happy to see all the things that is put together by Tacoma Creates, and very happy to be here, and really like the city and everything that it has. For a show that I would be, that's a hard one. That's so many. I got to binging Friends again, of course, during the winter time. So it's always hard to pick a character. I like Joey, it's funny, goofy. So I guess the Latin Joey.
Okay, and then you'll pick the next person if you like.
That's another new person.
Thank you. Wins Woods, he, him. I've been to Tacoma for 4 years. I'm a playwright by training. I teach theater and hip hop philosophy at the University of Puget Sound. And I am a participant and co-conspirator of the arts. So it's a pleasure to be here. I would be on the first season of In Living Color, and I would be a fly girl.
Oh, yes. Man. Nice.
That was not Miss TV.
I'll pass it to Allison.
Oh, awesome. That was great. Allison Campbell, she, her. I hold the heritage seat on the advisory board. I work at the Washington State Historical Society supporting heritage organizations across the state, and mostly what they all need is something I can't really provide for them, which is more funding. And so it's just delightful to be a part of this program in Tacoma. And I'm just feel so lucky that our community supported this because it benefits the arts, culture, and heritage sector so much. And I have been watching a lot of Julia lately on HBO about Julia Child, and it's amazing. And I didn't realize that when she first started her show, all of her friends and family were like her assistants behind her countertop on her set and would like be handing her things in the middle while she's cooking. And I think that would be really, really fun. So I want to be one of the assistants behind the counter. And how about, let's go to Amanda.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Amanda Figueroa, she, her. I've lived in Tacoma as an adult since 2013, so 11 years now. My day job is in student affairs at UW Tacoma, and this is my fourth year on the Tacoma Creates board. I hold the science chair, so my hope is always to just connect the inherently creative and cultural endeavor of scientific knowledge and discovery. And if I could go on a show, any show, I would go on Top Chef as a judge. And I think I would be very stoic in my judgment, but inside I would be squealing with delight at eating all the amazing food that the contestants make. So with that, I will pass it to Katie.
Hi, good evening. I'm Katie Matrin, she, her. I'm the vice chair and also the culture chair on the board. I've been in Tacoma 11 years now, but I'm a Washington native in all the ways. And I love this question. I was originally going to say Parks and Rec because I've always been a little bit of a Leslie Knope figure, but I'm actually going to say Rutherford Falls because it's a native show. And I like M. Regan, so I would be her best friend, and we would get that culture center open, and the show wouldn't have gotten canceled too soon. So that's my answer.
Agreed.
And I will throw to Sophia.
Good evening. I was also sad about Rutherford Falls being canceled. Sophia Akhtarab, she, her pronouns. This is my second year with TCAB, I think. It's a blur because I moved back to the Northwest in fall of 2021. So the last couple of years / COVID have been a blur. But I live in Tacoma and this is my first time living in Tacoma. So when we moved back in 2021, this is where we decided to plant some roots. My work during the day is director of equity for the Washington State Board for Community and Technical Colleges. So I get to support the work of our 34 community and technical colleges in Washington State, helping to, you know, provide an equity and anti-racism lens to the work that we are doing in the system. I hold the community engagement seat on the board, and the show or series that I would want to be a part of, it's not really a show, it's more like a mini series, but I was very enamored with Anne of Green Gables and rewatched it and am rereading it. So I think I would love to step into early 1900s Prince Edward Islands and see what life was like then. Let's see, who has not gone? Lisa, have you gone?
Me?
Yes.
I will go. Okay. Lisa Jarrett, she, her. I'm the program manager for Tacoma Creates. I've been staff with the city of Tacoma for about 4.5 years. I've lived in Tacoma since 2005, but wasn't really engaged in Tacoma for the first long while that I lived here because I was working in Olympia and hanging out in Seattle, but now I'm a Tacoma person for reals. This, I had no problem thinking of what show I would be on. Immediate, no trouble making this choice. The West Wing. I'm a giant West Wing nut. And I want to hang out with all of those characters, and I want to hang out with all of those actors. And I want to hang out with Aaron Sorkin. That is my answer. Roxanne.
Hi, I'm Roxanne Cheer, and I'm piecing together what the big question is, because forgive me that I was tardy. Mm-hmm. It's coming from another school meeting. So I was born in Tacoma. Dinosaurs were roaming the earth, and I was here till I was 18, and then I couldn't wait to get away, because at that time we called it the armpit of Puget Sound. But after like 20 years away, I came back, and it was the best decision I'd made. I'd spent a bunch of time in Toronto, so it was like a really big culture shock, but it was just fine. And I sit here as the public school representative, and my day job is I am a music teacher at Whitman Elementary, and I worked in Tacoma Public Schools since 2005. And I really love my job. I really love that I can be a musician and then all day long make music. So that's the nice balance. And I'm kind of pieced together, it's like, what show would you be on? And again, it was like, oh, what popped into my mind? The oldest version of the Addams Family. Nice. Yeah, the oldest version.
What does that tell me about Roxanne?
The black and white. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Oh, sorry. Who else? Clarissa.
Okay.
Forgive me.
Hi, I'm Clarissa Guinness. I'm Cheaper. I'm the Tacoma Creates coordinator. I've been in the show for also 4.5 years. But I've been in Tacoma since 2007. I worked there for school and then I stayed. But I worked mostly in Seattle, and so it's nice to be able to work and play and live in the same town. My background is in visual arts. And this is gonna be like a surprise, but It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, only because I am not that wild at all, but I wanna experience, like, I kinda wanna get into shenanigans and things, but in like a very small capacity.
That's very sweet.
And then I will pass it to Megan.
Megan Clark. I am a family liaison in Tacoma Public Schools, and specifically over on the south end of Tacoma. I have been in Tacoma since 1992. I love it. I haven't left. I've lived all over Tacoma, and it's a wonderful place, and I love the people. And I represent Sector 5. I think it's Sector 5, right? Right, Lisa?
Council District.
Yes, there we go. Council District 5. I work with kids and in an elementary school. And I love what I do, working with families and helping them with resources and getting them what they need so kids can come and be a part of school and get an education without having to worry about things like basic needs. And just coming alongside families and making sure that they're successful, and it just trickles down into the well-being of their children. The show that I would pick would be Gilmore Girls. My daughter and I, we watched the entire series, and we absolutely loved it because it was a mom and her daughter, just like us. And my daughter has aspirations to go to Harvard and Yale, like Rory. And so there's a lot of that. We think we talk about that a lot just in our day-to-day life. And so I just would love to be a part of that little town. And it just is such a tight-knit community. So, yeah. And I think we got everyone.
Can you tell us about the video that you were in?
Oh, so that is my, so a lot of people assume because I have a very extravagant personality, and I take up a lot of space in my, you know, I'm just this big personality, that I consume a lot of coffee, but I don't. I actually, that's my morning caffeine. I get to greet all, you know, we have 500 students in Burney Elementary, and I get to every morning bring the day in with them. And so they come into our gym and we get to just hang out and talk about what's going to happen that day and learn sign language together and be able to find out what's for lunch. If you don't like it, you can pack your own lunch, you know, just different things like that. And it's just been a lot. I've been doing it for years and it's really awesome. And so we really strongly feel that to really greet the day with each other in the morning and start the day out where we all see each other is so important. So I was very honored that they came and joined with us and showed the world. That was pretty cool. Thank you.
I think I saw it on social media on, was it TPS that shared it, Megan? Or
yes. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. So it was pretty cool. Thank you.
And Sophia mentioned, Talisa, have you seen The Newsroom?
Oh, yes.
It is an excellent show. Yes. Also, I don't know if you saw Sophia, but he wrote the Steve Jobs movie. It's a good movie. All right, moving on. Everybody's Answers was excellent. The Fly Girl, Living Color, that was beautiful. That just took me back to watching that on the old school TV. All right, let's see. All right, so now we're going to move on to the consent agenda.
Okay, my big speaking role. All right, will someone make a motion to approve the January agenda as well as the minutes from the December meeting?
So moved.
And a second?
I second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Back to you, Brian.
Thank you, Katie. At this time, we're going to take any public comments on any items that are on the agenda. If you are a guest at this meeting and you'd like to speak on the agenda item, use the raise hand feature featured in the Zoom or type public comment in the chat and we'll record your name. When called on, please state the agenda item that you're speaking to. Do we have any guests? All right. So I'm going to... All right. Let's see. Da, 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 da. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. After the consent agenda, and we're going to have program updates from staff.
Okay. Well, I will start by just acknowledging that Chris and I are excited to have the new era of Brian as chair and Katie as vice chair. We just want to acknowledge and celebrate leadership for 2024. which is very exciting. And now Clarissa has the big meaty cupcakes.
Meaty or tofu. So we are hard at work updating guidelines and applications for the 2024-25 funding cycle. We will be hopefully releasing them at the end of the month, and so no later than January 29th, but we're aiming to release them the week of January 22nd. And so we'll ask you all to watch for announcements that we make on social media around the funding, and we'll ask you all to amplify, share with your networks. Question. So do any of you have any examples or suggestions for how you can support communications in terms of spreading the word about the funding?
Clarifying, spreading communications about applying for funding. Okay, got it.
Or just the opportunity in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I mean, we share the opportunity through, you know, our social media. We send out press release, but if you all have any other suggestions, or how would you all personally share the opportunity out? Because we want to cast a wide net.
Are there particular pockets of the sector you feel like we're not reaching or that have been left out of our current applicant pool?
Well, I mean, it's hard because there's inherently going to be more arts organizations that apply just because there's more of them. We know that there are more, you know, culture and heritage and science orgs out there, but how can we do a better job of outreaching to them? And how can we lean on you all to do some of that too?
And I think, you know, we have the conversation about we don't know what the ceiling is for how many organizations there are to apply. And, you know, there's not, we're not looking for extensive growth. We don't think that there are that many organizations out there that don't already know about Tacoma Creates, but we know that there's some. And we also know that there's some that we just want to make sure that the communication is out there in ways that go beyond what we can do ourselves. You know, I think that the in terms of organizations that might apply that haven't yet, it's going to be, are there science organizations that we don't know about? Because there aren't that many that we currently fund. And we don't know, like, are there science organizations that are doing public programming that are based in Tacoma that meet all the eligibility guidelines? Like, that's one of the things. And then the smaller, newer organizations are the ones that, you know, may or may not know that we're an opportunity that applies to them, may or may not know that we are working really hard to build bridges to access to public funding, and that we want to work with them and support them in this opportunity.
Brian?
Besides us, like, are there other watering holes that you guys know of that these organizations would go to? My first thought is, like, colleges, they usually have, like, you know, symposiums with different organizations or different people that work in organizations that come to. Are there anything that are any calendar things that are big that we know that are coming up?
Well, we have two higher education people on our
You saw how I snuck that in there? So that would be one idea or two ideas. It's just like who else is providing services for other organizations, and can we link with, not even link, but can they put us on to, you know, maybe somebody that we're not reaching?
And we've already connected with the Tacoma STEAM Network, is that right, Clarissa and Lisa? Yes, your head's nodding. That's the biggest broker for science organizations. I'm thoughtful about artists and groups that work with Tacoma Community College. I think that's another really good hub. I don't know if we've tapped into anyone who works with them.
Amanda, what do you think about, I'm thinking, so the salmon have arrived. I don't know if you've seen all the social media about the salmon eggs, and the Pierce County Conservation District, I know, is like a key cog in that whole wheel. And so I wonder if even just looking a little bit outside to Pierce County umbrella groups who are connected to Tacoma organizations and like looking at who their key partners in Tacoma might be. I mean, in that case, it's probably Foss Waterway and people we already know about, you know, Communities for Healthy Bay type thing. But I wonder if there are other kind of backbone orgs in the county.
Well, and that's, I mean, if you have, especially once you see the materials come out later this month, if there are any ideas that you have or that you want to just shoot us an email or you want to forward it to people, like that's we're just asking you to sort of be thinking of those things, and we're happy to talk directly with anybody that, you know, we have conversations all the time with people that say, I'm not sure if I'm eligible. Is this a thing that we can do? And we're happy to have those conversations.
Would there be like printed information on these things? Because I know like Star Center would be a place where I've seen a lot of flyers there for informational programs, classes. So I think a lot of people go to those, you know, the Star Center and those other like very public areas. Yeah. Another one would be like Tacoma, what is it, the Dome? There's a garden show happening at the end of the month, and it gardens a lot of people going there. So I don't know how to have booths or flyers well there. And besides that, like being new to Tacoma and finding out more about the city, because there's, I think, one blog, and that might be the Weekly Volcano that came back. So maybe every president there for some of the programs. Because I'm always like, hey, well, you know, what programs or what, how to meet new people here. So I met or found out about programs through the Weekly Volcano, as well as through just the Reddit page Tacoma, is where I found groups and I meet up with people there, like, you know, I grab coffee and it's been really good. Like, we meet at different bars once in a while, too. So it's been a nice little group of people that we meet there. So I don't know if we can even advertise them, just that thread by itself.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
All right. Continuing on my updates, we are making so many changes, good updates to the application. And I think you mentioned last month, we are including an eligibility section to the application so that new orgs are encouraged to go through an eligibility review before completing the full application, because it is a big piece of an application. We're doing a lot of like reordering and improving the flow of questions, removing unnecessary checkboxes and things like that, and also updating language so that it's clearer, more concise, more streamlined. Yes, it's been so much fun. We are also scheduling application workshops again this year. So we'll have three in February, one on Zoom, two in person. One will be here, and then the other workshop will be at New Centro. And like we've done previously, the first workshop will be sort of a general overall workshop. Second one will have a focus on comprehensive organizational support. And then the third workshop will be focused on impact funding. It would be really great if a couple of you are able to attend our application workshop. It's a really great opportunity for you to hear how we talk about Tacoma Creates and how we frame the application process. And it's also a great opportunity to hear from interested applicants what their questions are for us. And I think a few of you have attended before, Roxanne.
I have.
Yeah, so we'd like to hear your feedback. Like, do you think, or how would you encourage folks to?
Well, you just summed it up perfectly. It is really interesting to hear who comes, and it's really impressive to hear you two roll out what Tacoma Creates is about and how to approach the application and how not to be overwhelmed, how to follow the timelines. And it is always interesting what the questions, I've gone to it a couple different years and the questions are really interesting, and you've held the meetings in different places too. Like we were in the South End Library last year, and that was so, I think that that's also so strategic to make people feel comfortable that it's not just here downtown, but
yeah. Did you say what the dates were for those? No.
Off the top of my head, it's the, I'll tell you, it's going to be April 7th, Wednesday, February 7th, Wednesday, February 14th, and then Thursday, the 25th. And so I'll send this information out and my follow-up email, but wanted to put a pin in that so you all can make time in your schedules to come hang out with us. Continuing on with application support, unfortunately, this year our partners, Communities Rise, is unable to provide application support this year due to their own capacity challenges. And so, you know, the irony of capacity building organizations not having enough capacity is a thing. We are disappointed, but the support was there, but not a lot of folks took up the opportunity. And so it's not a huge loss in that way. We are instead adding drop-in hours, and we are making ourselves available to community, and so we'll be holding sort of 90-minute drop-in hours at different locations around Tacoma, so folks can stop by and ask us questions, and they'll be both casual.
We also have, I can't remember if we mentioned this, we have a new contract partnering with Neighborhood and Community Services, working with an organization called Collaborative Partners Initiative. They go by CPIN, and they're going to be doing some capacity building over the course of all of 2024. For organizations in the cultural sector, as well as the social service organizations that get funded by Neighborhood and Community Services with the City of Tacoma. I'm really excited about the idea that we're gonna have this this capacity building model that is a cross sector thing. So it's not just cultural organizations, it's not just the social service organizations. This is really building towards our long-term goal of how we support nonprofits in general in this way. So that is also hopefully going to help fill in the gap a little bit of not having Communities Rise. And I'll just keep going from there with a couple of other updates. In the realm of Beyond the Bell and Club D, which is the after-school program for Tacoma Public Schools at elementary schools, it's called Beyond the Bell, at middle schools it's Club D. And we're continuing to navigate our role as a community partner in this work. And just sharing that we are formalizing our relationship with GreenTrike as the coordinator for community partners that teach organizations that teach in the program. So they coordinate organizations that are funded by Tacoma Creates, as well as organizations that are not funded by Tacoma Creates in just a lot of the administrative logistical work. So in contracting with them, that's going to formalize that relationship and hopefully help us continue to iron out communications and processes to make the whole system work a little bit better for those organizations that participate. Roxanne?
Just a little clarifying. So they don't work with Metro Parks, right? Are they separate or do they?
They are one of the key partners. So Metro Parks is kind of the lead partner working in partnership with Tacoma Public Schools and GreenTrike. Mm-hmm. And then there's also other community partners that are part of it. It's a complicated network. But yeah, I'm not sure if that answers.
Yeah, I suppose so. That they're separate, but they're all heading towards the
and
same.
And Metro Parks, I think, has also provided funding to GreenTrike to help facilitate.
And they do different things, yeah. Right?
Okay.
So like GreenTrike is Metro Parks, for example, hires and oversees the site leads who are at each campus. GreenTrike doesn't do that. GreenTrike does help figure out where each organization is going to go and gather the information that needs to be input into the registration system so that folks can sign up for classes. So there's a lot of different pieces to how this is run as a kind of sort of collective impact model. And it's something that is part of our public school cultural access program, PSCAP. That's something that's in our official code that we support and want to be able to support the systems aspects that need to be in place in order to make the work good. And then a small update is that our division is changing its name a tiny little bit. For a long time, we've been called the Office of Arts and Cultural Vitality. And instead of being called the Office of Arts and Cultural Vitality, we are going to be called the Arts and Cultural Vitality Division. So it's an update that is aligned with just sort of city language in other departments and other divisions. It's also because we are formally in the process of hiring a new division manager. And there was a sense that if we have a division manager, they should be managing a division. So that's kind of what that's about. So you'll hear us just say Arts and Cultural Vitality. If we're abbreviating, we'll say ACV. And formally we are the Arts and Cultural Vitality Division, which is a division of the Community and Economic Development Department. So I think that's it on that. And that's the end of that agenda item. So I'll toss it to Brian so that he can toss it back to me for the next agenda.
Thanks for tossing that to me, Lisa. Next up, we are going to, sorry, I'm going to figure out how to work all these screens at once. Okay, next we're going to have the committees and operations division manager recruitment process update.
So this is something that Putter should be reporting on, but since she is not here, I can tell you that the process continues and there are going to be initial interviews with 8 candidates in the next couple of weeks. Once that gets narrowed down, we expect that it'll be narrowed down to between 2 and 4 candidates, and that there will be some opportunity for members of staff and members of TCAB and members of Tacoma Arts Commission to be involved in a process. But we don't know exactly when or exactly what that's going to look like, but we will keep you posted as soon as we know more. And then Brian, I can just keep going on the committee and panel assignments item.
Please, kicking it back to you.
This is a lot of me talking tonight, but that's how it is. Thank you to everybody for completing the committee opportunity survey that gave us great information. We have already emailed a couple of folks, but we haven't gone through all the committees yet. But so I'm just gonna share with you what committee assignments we have so far, and we'll be following up by email. So for our comprehensive organizational support panel, I am delighted that Amanda and Allison have both said yes to that panel. Whoa. Awesome. We have asks out for the impact funding panel, but haven't gotten confirmations yet from Dan and from Cherie. Hopefully that'll work out. Our eligibility review committee, I wanna say that the conversation that we had last time about being intentional about continuing continuing committee members and new committee members was really good in our thinking about this. So the eligibility review committee has continuing members Putter, Megan, and Katie, and new members Ava and Wind. And we're going to have an initial meeting very soon to go over some very specific thing that's part of our upgrade, of course, we talked about. The reauthorization committee, continuing members are Cherie, Putter, Amanda, and Allison, and we would like to have Ava and Megan join that group. But also, this is going to be something where there's a potential for everybody to be involved at some point, because reauthorization is something that is for all of us. But in terms of the committee, that's what we're looking at. Recruitment committee, continuing members Roxanne and Sophia, and we are going to ask Dan and Wind and Ava to join that group. Annual report committee, continuing members are Katie and Brian, and we would like Sophia to join the annual report committee. Funding application committee, Right now it was Megan and Brian. We might add to that later. And roundtable discussion, we put that on the list as a thing to check off, but basically it's everybody. When we get to the roundtables next fall, we're going to want everybody to try to participate as possible.
This one.
That's the end of that piece.
Oh, Brian, now you're muted.
Brian, you're muted.
My bad. All right. Now, next, we're going to conflict of interest and ethics policy.
Okay, I'll talk about that.
Back to staff.
Okay. So everybody should have read the conflict of interest form and looked at the city's code of ethics. We have some paper copies of the conflict of interest form so that those people that are in the room today can actually fill it out. And the intention about this is to make sure that we all approach this work with integrity, that we are very aware of the significance of being responsible for distributing public funds, tax dollars, especially tax dollars that come from a regressive tax system. And so it's very important that we approach this and have keep the public's trust with public funding. So I'm going to go over some things on both the documents that we asked you to look at, but I want to start with, does anybody have any questions at the top? Because we looked at stuff and were wondering about anything. All right, we will start then with looking at the City of Tacoma's Code of Ethics. Clarissa is going to share screen.
There are a lot of words in that document.
There are. But that's why we're going to go over it and look at the keywords. And we do have actually, if anybody, we made a couple of printouts of this too. So for people in the room, if anybody would like to look at a printout instead of the screen, there it is. Can I get a volunteer to read the highlighted paragraph on the screen? And if you're online, you can't see hands raised.
Okay, I'll just.
Oh, Roxanne's gonna do it. Okay, go Roxanne.
The policy of the City of Tacoma is to uphold, promote, and demand the highest standards of ethics from all city officers and employees, whether elected, appointed, or hired. City officers and employees shall maintain the utmost standards of personal integrity, truthfulness, honesty, and fairness in carrying out all their public duties, avoid any improprieties in their roles as public servants, including the appearance of impropriety, and never use their city position or powers for improper personal gain.
Thank you for the excellent dramatic reading.
You're welcome.
Fantastic. So let's scroll down to the next highlighted thing. And in case you're wondering if this applies to you, why, yes, it does. Because a city officer or employee means a current or former city elected official, an appointed member of a city board, commission, committee, task force, or other multi-member body, that is you, and any city employee, that is me, of course. So these rules do apply to all of us that are in this meeting. Scrolling down the next highlighted section. So the next section was prohibited.
It's like a little feedback or echo, and I don't know if it's just me or if others can hear it too.
Okay.
Thank you for saying that.
Brian can do that. I don't know if there's anything you can do to adjust it right now. Let me see if it makes any difference if I wear the microphone right here. Yeah, okay. Does it make any difference if I'm closer to the microphone, or does that make it worse?
It's a lot of people.
I don't think it matters.
About it.
Is your computer unmuted? That's what it sounds like. Like it's there's feedback.
It sounds like every time you're talking, it sounds like you're moving in Tetris. It's just brruh, 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 brruh.
Yeah, Allison sounds okay, actually. It's maybe the people who are closer to the mic.
That's it's something right there.
It's yeah, we can't. No, I can't understand much what you were saying, Lisa.
You sound like Charlie Brown's mom.
Is it everybody in the room?
You just sound like far away version of their inaudible version.
That's crazy. It sounds so weird.
And it wasn't like that at the start of the meeting. I wonder if we should
reverb or something.
I wonder. Yeah, I was just wondering if we should maybe like close the meeting and then come right back. That might help.
Yeah, because it didn't sound like that.
Like, is this a good time for a break and then we reset and come back?
I feel like you're asking us to take a 5-minute break.
That's what I'm getting.
There we go. Okay.
Are we leaving the Zoom and coming back, or are we going to just troubleshoot for 5?